KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The first Thursday of every month, you can tour downtown galleries. You can see art from independent local artists, exhibits from out-of-town artists, and masterpieces at the Seattle Art Museum. And if you want, you can do more than look. You can buy. Do you? We're talking about buying art today on The Conversation. Do you? Why? Is it interior decoration? Is it an investment? Does it lift your spirits? Do you buy art maybe to support your friends who are artists? Give me a call. I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. And if you do, how do you decide what art to buy? Is art for you an impulse buy? Is it something you think long and hard about it? How are you sure you're going to like that art in 6 months after it's been up on your wall? It's 800-289-5869. And thirdly, how do you buy art? Where do you buy art? Do you go to galleries? Do you buy it on time? Do you buy it at crafts fairs? Do you buy it off barroom walls? We'll hear from a woman who does that. You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Also, maybe you're an artist. How do you get in touch with people? How do you convince them to buy your art? How do you reach them? Here's what we heard from some of you when we had this conversation in the past.
Buying art is a disease. Once you have it, you can't get rid of it. And the only way to get rid of it is to buy more.
I mostly have a collection of work that is humorous, but then my family has a large collection that I borrow from too. So we sort of exchange it like a library amongst ourselves.
Why do I buy art? Because I feel compelled to. I have an acquisitive nature that makes me want to acquire things. And one has to acquire things that are interesting to keep the whole thing afloat.
If it pulls at me and grabs hold of my pocket and takes the money out of my wallet, I said, I've got to have that.
I have one that is always in my sitting room, so be that a living room or some other space, but before I bought it, someone else took it to try it out in their home, and it was like having my heart broken. And when it came back happily, they chose something else. I had to have it.
You can hear the passion, and maybe you feel that way about buying art, or maybe you don't get it. Maybe you have bought art and been disappointed afterwards. We're at 206-543-5869. We posted this on our Facebook page, and one of our followers talked about a painting she bought this summer from the Fuel Coffee Shop. You would not imagine that to be an art gallery, but it is. And she said it stuck with her a long time. She said she likes that art can be accessible through coffee shops because people are intimidated by galleries. How about you? Maybe you go online. A quick search of the craft clothing and art website Etsy for the word painting gets you 300,000 results. You can buy art on eBay as well, but would you? Would you buy art after just seeing it online? 800-289-5869. Joining us in the studio, KUOW arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. Marcy, you buy art a lot. You've been doing it for a long time. What does it bring to your life?
Well, you know, it's sort of like when you're in college and you walk into that little cubicle and it's beige and you look at those walls and you think, yuck, and you had, you know, 10 bucks in your pocket. Maybe you went to the bookstore and I know I bought a poster, I think it was George O'Keefe, a big painting. And you know, it's nice. It added something to my life. I liked the image. It was pretty. And but it got to a point where I'd walk into a gallery or walk into, you know, a coffee shop. You see a lot of great things in coffee shops, by the way. And I'd see something and I'd just say, I like it. There's something in it that just hits me and I'd like to look at it while I drink coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to think about it. You saw it and right away you knew you liked that piece of art.
Yeah, it's sort of like buying shoes for me. I feel the same way about a good pair of shoes as I do a piece of art. Something that speaks to me I just say that's me. I would like to have that in my home. I also see art I like in museums that I wouldn't want to live with. You know, you could admire something, but you don't necessarily want it mm-hmm. in your house.
Do you always still like it? I mean, or do you ever buy something and go, you know, I'm not that crazy about that after all?
Well, you know, I have a painting that I bought a long time ago at a sort of clear out your studio sale, and artists have a lot of those. I find it, I ride it in waves. Sometimes I look at it and I think, what did I see in that? And other times, you know, I'll look at it and say, oh, that's kind of interesting.
That's really interesting. So your view of it might change.
Oh, all the time.
So you might not like it as much as you did the first time and then come back around
mm-hmm,
to it
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I was just talking about buying art online. You were shaking your head no vigorously.
No,
I never do that.
No, I don't buy much online except for things that I don't really need to look at. I don't buy food online. I need to see the food. I need to smell the food. I need to actually see what the art really truly looks like. and to really not a little square the size of my iPhone, but on the wall or on a pedestal.
Marcy, thanks about telling us about your relationship to buying art. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Jody Bento is the Seattle Art Museum Gallery Manager. Jody, some people might be surprised that Sam is not just in the museum business. You also have a gallery there, and you sell art, and you also lease out art. Is that right?
That is correct.
And tell me, what kind of art do you lease out and sell?
It's Northwest contemporary art, so these are all artists that are living and working in our community.
And I understand you also have an arrangement whereby you get to try it out in your home, so if you think you love it but then turn out to not like it so much, you can bring it back. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. SAM members can rent the art, so it's a way to kind of ease into fine art collecting. And as Marcy was saying, make sure that it's something you want to live with and something that you're in love with. And sometimes we kind of call it dating. Some paintings are visiting and some are staying. And so you can try it out for 3 months or 6 months. And then if you want to keep it, you already have it. And you just talk to a nice person on the phone and set up an interest-free payment plan.
Now, on that payment plan, Does anyone ever try to keep it and not pay for it? Do you ever have to send a repo man out to take the art back?
Well, Seattle Art Museum members tend to be people who don't steal art. Actually, we have very few problems. But it is a community-based operation. So most of the people that come into our gallery are from this area.
Yeah.
So we don't sell a lot of art over the phone or over the internet. You pretty much have to be here, and then you do need to be a Seattle Art Museum member. So this is how we support local art and artists, and this is how people in our community can get involved in the same thing.
How about you, Jody? Is this just your job, or do you also buy art and collect art on your own?
Oh, of course I do. Yes, it is an addiction. I like to think of it as a good addiction. But you're also supporting artists in our community, and I think that enriches our city, it enriches our lives, and even if I fall out of love with a piece of art that I may have bought, 5 or 10 years ago, I still feel like, the artist was paid, and I still put good things out into the community by purchasing that piece of art, and you can always rotate. I've always got a payment plan going, and I'd like to keep a wall at home where I rotate art, because that way I can have something new.
Jody Bento, Seattle Art Museum Gallery Manager, thanks for telling us about your relationship to buying art. We appreciate it.
Sure.
206-543-5869. Do you buy art? How do you decide what to buy? Do you always make the right choices? Do you have a sort of a set price level? Do you look for affordable art? Maybe you were at the Affordable Art Fair, which took place last weekend or a weekend or two ago. What constitutes affordable art for you? How do you find the value in it beyond what you pay? What do you get back from having art around? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Lori Kearney is an independent art curator in Seattle. She runs Ghost Gallery up on Capitol Hill. Lori, I read that before you were a curator, you bought your first piece of art off a wall at a bar. Now, was this for sale, or was it just something you had to have, or how'd you get it?
Yes, that's true. I was at a bar in Richmond, Virginia, and it was an art show that a friend of mine was having, so it was for sale. And I looked at it, and I had to have it, and that started my collection.
How much of buying that work of art was the fact that it was your friend?
I wanted to support his work.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful piece, yeah, so...
Now, tell me a little bit about how you do it. Do you only sell local artists?
No, we have mostly local artists, but we also have shown national as well as global artists as well.
We're getting into the holiday season. Are holidays as big in the art market as they are for other people selling things?
How we approach it is we make it very accessible, and we have seen a strong gift-giving trend with a lot of small art, miniature art that we carry, so it does well for us, and local artists really respond to it, and our buyers respond to it.
What do you think is the number one thing that keeps people from buying art?
Probably the things we hear the most, there are two things, and that would be, I don't know where to put it in my house, or I can't justify it. I have some bills to pay. There's, you know, there can be some hesitation, but primarily it's, you know, people are not quite sure where it goes, or, you know, I already have too much. Yes, we hear that a lot.
Is it safe to buy art as a gift? Can you trust your instincts for knowing what that person you're buying the art for will like?
I think it's very safe, and we encourage it. It can be really fun for a friend to buy something for another friend or a family member that they may not buy for themselves, and that could liven up their home or office, and we think it's really fun. So we definitely encourage that, and it's definitely safe.
What does owning art bring into your life, bring into your home?
It's like Jody was saying, it's definitely an addiction, a good one. It makes your home feel like home. You know, I buy art that speaks to me, and I tend to know right away if I love a work of art and I must have it.
I liked hearing Marcy say a little bit earlier that, you know, sometimes she has a work of art that she buys and she stops liking it, at least for a while. Does that ever happen to you?
That has not happened to me yet, but I can see that happening. You know, we rearrange our homes, you know, we move furniture around, we paint the walls, and, you know, we shake things up once in a while, and that can go for art as well. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with maybe taking a piece down and storing it for a while and then bringing it back out.
The rotating gallery, just like a museum.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Lori, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
You can check out Lori's gallery, the Ghost Gallery, on Capitol Hill. We're talking about buying art and selling art. Let's go to Christine. She's listening to us today in the Green Lake neighborhood. You do a little bit of both, Christine, buy and sell?
Yeah, I'm a working artist, and I sell my paintings through the Fountainhead Gallery on Queen Anne. But before I was an artist, we were collectors. So we also purchase art.
Now, is there at all a financial calculation in there when you're purchasing art, Christine? I mean, there's probably an inherent value to the art to having it up there, but price must be a consideration.
When we're buying art?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So you look at a piece of art and you go, that's not worth what they're asking. I like it, but it's not worth it.
Oh, that is... pricing art is difficult.
Yeah.
Usually, if you're in an established gallery, the chances are better that the artwork is appropriately priced. If you are shopping, you know, at a studio sale or a art walk, which is actually where I got my start, the pricing might be a little bit more kind of all over the map. But pricing is difficult if you don't have a gallery helping you do it.
Now, is it more difficult now in that you're also selling art? Is it more difficult now that people are moving these sales online to Etsy and other websites where people are able to purchase art? On the one hand, it gives you as an artist more opportunities to reach people, but it also might kind of constrict your ability to sell the art that you're trying to sell at your gallery. How does that work?
Well, I only use my website for marketing, for letting people, you know, learn about my artwork and to then to direct them to the galleries that I sell at. I also sell at I'm represented by a gallery in Sun Valley, Idaho. So my website is really a chance for me to reach out to, you know, to direct people there from my Facebook page or whether I'm handing out my card or whatever. But I don't sell from my website. I only sell from the galleries, and otherwise I would be competing with them, but I don't want to compete with my galleries.
I understand. Hey, Christine, thanks for talking to us today. Let's go to Tamara, who's listening in the Green Lake neighborhood this afternoon. And Tamara, I understand you buy artwork from that website I was mentioning a little bit earlier, Etsy. A lot of craftspeople and artists put their stuff up there.
That's right.
And why do you buy it there? I mean, there's a lot of art in the physical world around us in the Seattle area. Why do you buy it online?
Well, I'm already familiar with Etsy. I've already purchased other things in craft areas. You know, there's a lot of, as you know, a lot of different materials that you can get through Etsy. So I was already familiar and comfortable with the site itself. There are a lot of ways to search things. So, for instance, when I was interested in art, and this was for very specifically, I knew which walls, I knew what you know, what I wanted to put up, basically. And then I was able to do a search and start looking at different content and different, you know, if I was interested in trees, I could do a, you can do a search and look at artists in Seattle who've painted trees. And that started, you know, just was a good way to start exploring.
Tamara, what does art bring you? I mean, in part, it's interior decoration. It's going to change the environment that you live in. What else does it bring you?
It brings warmth into the home. I really appreciate that it's something that someone made, the handmade. You know, there's a lot of movement toward the people recognizing the value in something that someone else has made, whether it's fine art like painting or whether it's knitting or making something else. It does have a little bit of a connection with the artist, although, again, these are people I don't know, complete strangers. But it does bring a lot of warmth and a connection to something that's made by people's hands.
Tamara, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Certainly. Thanks.
Let's continue by bringing Barbara into the conversation this afternoon. If you just tuned in, we're talking about buying art. Do you do it? How do you decide what to buy? How do you decide what to pay? Where do you buy art? Barbara, it says here coffee shops and pizza shops. Is that where you shop for art?
Not exclusively, but I do shop online too. But I went to an art show at a coffee shop, and then we went out for pizza later. And when I saw some art on the wall at the pizza place, it just hit me. And I just realized I had to have it, and it was kind of out of my price range. So I asked the artist if we could work out a plan, and we did. And so it was just really great being committed to that and finally getting the piece and taking it home.
I'm so glad you mentioned haggling, because we haven't talked about that at all. But you felt okay saying, well, I can't afford this, but I can afford that with this artist.
Oh, no, yeah. I wasn't talking him down. I just wanted to get on a layaway plan.
I see. So they sort of helped you finance your possession of this art.
That's right.
And then
what
was it about it? What was it about it, what you looked at it, that struck you? And is it still that way now since you've had it?
Absolutely. Every time I walk by, I'm just like, wow, that's so great. I can't say exactly. It was a painting on a knife block. So he just transformed a 3D object and made a painting on it that had nothing to do with a knife block. But it was just, I don't know. There was just the details of it, the care put into it. It was amazing.
Hey, Barbara, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. And thanks for all of your calls today. The conversation continues at the Facebook page. KUOW is The Conversation, where you can see what other people have said about where they buy art, why they buy art, how they buy art. The Conversation, produced by David Hyde with Arwen Nix, production help from Cameron Drews. Andy Hurst is our engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.